Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Once again, we're gathered here in Birmingham, Alabama. This is Thursday evening, the 15th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2019. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby, and our co-host, Minister Kelvin Pierce.
Amen.
We have Minister Milton Dudley with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, by Jesus Christ, his Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dansby.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. It's so good to be here this afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Praise God. A beautiful day. Had a beautiful day. And our prayers and goes out to the Macon family. One of our members lost her mother this week, and we lift up that entire family.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Pray God's blessing upon them as they prepare to say farewell to their mother. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Before we get started, though, let's have a prayer here. Brother Milt, God bless you. Good to see you.
Let's remember also Miss Pat Dad.
Yes.
Brother Richardson.
Yeah, I heard
Brother Richardson also.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Richard, God bless him. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord,
yes, Lord,
we thank you right now for this opportunity, and we just thank you for your truth.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we come praying for each and every member here on this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, as we study the five pillars of Islam.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Father, we come to just put it out there where others can dig in
help
and understand
Lord
the knowledge help and the truth about it.
Help us, Lord.
Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Five pillars of Islam, brother. We continuing on. We're in pillar number four.
Amen.
Praise God. And that is none other than fasting. And when these five pillars are the fundamental beliefs. It's basically the foundation of their beliefs. Could we really say that?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You can call it the must-dos of Islam.
Amen.
The must-dos. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You don't have much choice in the matter. Is that right?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. But we, what was the first one, brother? Let's kind of run down the first one right quick. What
the Shahada.
Shahada!
Which is a confession saying that there's only one God, Allah.
Allah.
And the Prophet Muhammad is the final prophet.
And how would we address that?
We would address it as being false.
Amen. Right?
But you have a qualifying statement yourself, no matter what is that?
There is only one God, and his name is Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And his son is
Jesus Christ.
The final prophet
the final
is Jesus
Christ.
Christ.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay,
man,
what's the second one? What's the second
Salat or prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pray.
And then zakat.
Zakat.
Or
charity.
Almsgiving.
Charity.
Right,
right.
Okay.
And today we're doing fasting.
Today we're doing fasting.
Also known as SOWN. That's
right.
S-A-W-M. SOWN.
That's what they call it. SOWN. Amen. Praise God. But, you know, it's very interesting that Quran 2 is where it's only found one place. I think fasting is only dealt with in basically one place throughout
the Quran.
Okay. Yeah. And this is it here. Kevin, go ahead and grab that for me, that 183. Let's look at how it's quoted here.
This is in the Quran chapter 2, verses 183 through 185.
Okay.
O ye who believe, fasting is prescribed for you.
For you, okay.
Even as it was prescribed for those before you.
Okay.
That you may ward off evil. Fast a certain number of days, and for him who is sick among you or on a journey, the same number of other days.
Okay.
And for those who cannot afford it, there is a ransom. The feeding. For those who can afford it, there is a ransom.
Yes.
The feeding of a man in need.
That's the ransom.
But whoso doeth good on his own accord, it is better for him.
Okay.
And that yet he fast is better for you if ye did, but no.
Okay, all right.
The month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran.
That's okay. Ramadan, okay. Prayer right. time, okay.
A guidance for mankind and clear proofs of the guidance. And the criterion or of the right and wrong.
Okay.
And whosoever of you is present, let him fast the month.
A whole month. Mm-hmm.
And whosoever of you is sick or on a journey, let him fast the same number of other days.
Okay, if you can't attend. Okay, go ahead.
Allah desireth for you ease. He desireth ease, yes. not hardship for you.
Okay.
And he desireth that ye should complete the period and that ye should magnify Allah for having guided you.
Okay.
And that peradventure you may be thankful.
Okay. So this is the only place in the Quran
that's a hard read.
Yeah,
that's a hard read. The whole Quran.
It's always a hard read. We found that the entire Quran is a hard read by itself, you know. But, you know, he made the statement here it's prescribed for those before you that you may ward off evil.
Right.
Ward off evil. So fasting.
That's what fasting is for.
According to their definition.
Mm-hmm.
But then the statement is that those who went before. Those who came before and who fasted also. Now, when he said before, he's talking about the prophets. He's going back into our Bible now.
Right, right. And referring to them.
Referring to the, our people in fasting. But now, I don't think our people fasted necessarily to ward off evil
No.
But that's his statement that he makes here. You know, if we look at scripture that they give here. Look what he says here in the Gospel of Matthew shows that Jesus fasted 40 days. Now this is what they record. The Gospel of Matthew shows that Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then he's quoting Matthew 4 and 21 there. Then he said the Gospel of Luke adds detail that in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he was out the well hungry. Cherry picking out of Luke 4. And two there. Y'all see that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Since Jesus fasted, his true followers will also fast, if they indeed following his teachings. He said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. So they're doing some great cherry picking here. John, John 8 and 31. Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now look. The people had complained to Jesus saying, why do disciples of John fast and make prayers, and likewise disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And they quoting Luke 5. 33. But Jesus replied that as long as he is with them, his disciples should not fast. But after he is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days. Luke 5:35. Now, this is why Jesus also gave them instructions on how to fast for the sake of God. For the sake of God.
Mm.
And that's Matthew 6:16-18. Mm. If they were never to fast, such instructions would have been pointless, is what he says. Okay?
Mm.
The Bible showed that disciples fasting afterwards. They had fasted and praying, according to Acts 13:9. And again, Acts 14:23, they prayed and fasted. The Bible mentioned fasting as one of the observances of a minister of God.
Mm-hmm.
One of the observances of a minister of God, according to 2 Corinthians 6:5. And fasting often as a proof of the worth.
Proof. That sounds like work.
Yeah. That is work.
Yeah.
That's what it is. What
does that sound
bro.
Like? The it proof works. Of a wor- the worth of a disciple of Christ. Is it's that fast. You fast.
He fast.
Now, yeah. now, did Jesus put it that way, brother?
Well, Pastor, from what I gather in my short time studying the Bible, I have no worth, whether I fast or not.
So it doesn't improve your worth?
No, I have no worth.
Okay.
It, not depending on whether I fast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way he seemed to put it here is that you become more righteous if you fast. So you're trying to say our righteousness... I have no righteousness.
It's dependent on fasting.
The righteousness I depend on is another.
Mean what you say?
Yeah. Not like that.
No. Okay. So our fasting does not improve us on the righteousness scale. Right?
No, not at all.
Okay. But now, see, the spirit part is not even dealt with here.
There you go.
That's what I when I looked at that. I said, now, where is the spirit part here? We're supposed to be born off the spirit of God. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And worship God in spirit and in truth.
And in truth.
It's nothing mentioned about spiritual enrichment or spiritual growth. Or Has the spiritual part been omitted completely?
I think so in Islam. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Even the physical part is really not addressed because fasting is supposed to quiet the flesh.
Okay.
But it says nothing about that in this at all.
Right. That's one of the things it does for sure. Mm-hmm. You know,
Yeah.
Of course, in the Old Testament, the brothers fasted when they needed to God to intervene, you know, mm-hmm. In behalf of them for whatever reason, you know. And
the great apostle Paul, when he was talking about buffeting his body, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm sure fasting probably was a great part of that,
right?
To whoop his body into submission,
well, to God's will, right?
To God's will, right. You know, not he didn't say anything about the instruction, although Jesus did show them that, you know, the benefits of that.
Well, could we go back to the question then? Why did Jesus fast? Why do we think Jesus fasted, period, brother? And he did fast. Like the scripture mm-hmm. said. Why do you think Jesus fasted, though? I mean, set that example himself, though fasting is mentioned in the Old Testament. Why do we think Christ fasted? What was his message? What was his purpose?
In other words, he was under attack. He was under attack by the enemy.
The Bible says he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the enemy was coming against him to try to tempt him.
So you think he knew that he was going to be have to face the enemy face to face. Is that right?
One on one, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think, Pastor, that he focused, what you read right there was so physically oriented per what the Muslim thinks and their reason, their benefits of fasting.
Okay.
He was so much more spiritually focused, you know, he was seeking after something food wasn't going to give him, nourishment wasn't going to give him.
So he couldn't mm-hmm. fight, like we are fighting in the hood with sticks and bricks.
Absolutely. It's not a physical fight.
He knew that he had a fight ahead of him, right. But he knew that he could not, he had to fight according to the Father's instruction.
Absolutely.
Huh? Which
absolutely.
Was spiritually.
Spiritually.
Okay.
To spiritually enhance himself, strengthen himself, he fasted.
For the battle.
Yeah.
For the battle. And he just couldn't take his sword out and just begin to.
No, not
okay, because it was a spirit. He was dealing with it was a spiritual battle. Yeah.
And that's why he said, when you fast.
Yeah.
Because we're going to deal with them same kind of battles as far as the flesh and attack of the enemy.
Okay.
So when you fast.
Yeah.
And in our Bible, you know, they mentioned Mark 9 also. The disciples were unable to drive out this demon. From this young boy.
I was just about to say that. I would assume that's a more strenuous or more advanced spiritual type of event.
Okay.
And he said, you only can do this through prayer and fasting.
And that's what Jesus said.
So you
Mark
see
9.
How the fasting kicked it up.
Okay.
You know, strengthened. Right. Advance them spiritually.
Right. More, strength.
Right.
But as far as your position before God, your righteousness, your holiness, that's already settled, isn't it?
Amen.
Yes.
Fasting can't add to that.
That's right. That's
if it did, it would make it a work.
And what our Bible says about work religions? It's not by what?
Not by works.
Not by works at all.
Not by works of righteousness that we have done. Is that right?
That's right.
Praise God. It's all grace. Pure grace.
But
this is one element that they have left out of their teaching.
Well, in every pillar that we've looked at thus far, there was no grace involved with any of it.
It's all
about what you must do for Allah.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And that you could possibly gain favor.
You might.
You know what I'm saying?
He might
consider you did that when he look at your record.
And give you some points, huh?
Yeah.
And then it goes further than that, Tony.
What's that?
It's, a lot of it is mandatory.
Ooh, oh, absolutely.
Good work.
Obligatory.
Good work.
You got to do.
You got to.
Well, what
if you're a good Muslim?
You're a true Muslim.
they say they are following the teaching of Christ and those who have gone before them. Well, did he say fasting was a mandatory thing?
No.
You you know, set aside a day, a Ramadan day, and
a month,
not a day, a month, a whole month,
a whole month.
He said, when you fast, do what? Anoint and wash. What?
Wash your face.
That you do what? Appear not.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
How do you get away with Ramadan and appear not to be fast?
And everybody in the world know it's the month of Ramadan. And if you're a good Muslim, you on a fast.
And is you got an obligation to do it?
And people, I don't know if we realize it or not. Mm-hmm. How widespread this is. I told y'all last year during the month of Ramadan, I walked into a local business establishment, which was a barbershop.
Yeah.
And everyone, I mean, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Christians, the Mormons, the Nation of Islam, everybody in there
observing
Ramadan. The fast.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
And there was one Muslim barber in there.
One moment,
but everybody was converted in during his incarceration. Mm,
okay,
you know,
yeah, jailhouse religion. Yeah,
so it's it's like a holiday almost.
Yeah, like
Ramadan
month.
Yeah, for them,
the whole month.
And look how ritualistic it is, guys. They said if peradventure, Minister Pierce just read, if you happen to be on a journey and you miss those days, you got to make them up.
You got to make up. You got to make up. You got to make up.
You got to make them up.
Bondage.
Yes.
You got to make up those days. If you're sick, you got to make up.
Showing that you have to do it.
That's right. That's
that reminds me of high school. Them snow days we thought we had out.
Look what he says on page 3 there, brothers. Good. He says, God rescued us from this uncertainty by revealing his final incorruptible message. God now, like I said, we question which God he's talking about here, but now God rescued us from this uncertainty by revealing his final incorruptible message in which he instructs all able believers to fast for a month, each year. Today, Jesus' true followers are still fasting according to God's pure instruction. That God's pure instruction now is a whole month, y'all. Huh?
Wow.
Muslims are the true followers of Jesus. And
that
all
what they
of God's.
That's what they said now. The true followers of who? How you gonna follow him and Muhammad?
And all God's messengers.
Y'all see that? Huh? Is that a lie?
That's a lie.
Huh?
Yeah, that bold
was,
face.
That was the spirit of the Lord jumped. The Lord jumped up in my spirit and went, liar,
pants on fire,
you know. And but today Jesus' true followers are still fasting that according to God's pure instruction. That means if you're not fasting for 40 days during Ramadan, then you're not a true follower of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that would just about rule us out, wouldn't it?
That'll rule us out.
Because our Bible tells us that we fast according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's an individual thing. So individually that you don't need
you
to tell
nobody.
You would never know it, right. You shouldn't even, you know, like some people when they fast, you know, hey, brother, how you doing today? Oh, man, I'm fasting. Man.
They can't come. They ain't going to come. That's not humble enough, Pastor. I'm so hungry.
Okay. Why are you hungry?
Well, I got 3 more days on this fast.
Okay. So now he done violated the script, y'all.
So you fasting? Yeah, I've been fasting.
Okay, so they want everyone to know. But it's both between you and the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Is that according to our Bible? Would y'all
believe
that?
That's
what'd you say, Kevin?
Yeah, definitely it is. And I guess the reason why we're not true followers of Jesus is because we're not Muslims, from what
this
says.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
All true followers of Jesus will recognize Ramadan.
Mm.
And we're not evidently according to there, because I think they got the Bible talks about another Jesus, don't it?
Another Jesus.
Don't Paul mention about another Jesus?
Another.
Yes,
so it's more than
gospel.
One. It's more
another,
than one.
Yeah.
Okay, so they are following the guidelines of our scripture. Yeah,
that's right.
They do have themselves a Jesus.
Yeah.
But our Jesus did not teach the same
as that Jesus.
As that Jesus. Okay, so we want our followers to know that there is another Jesus.
Mm. Amen.
And there is another God.
Amen.
And neither one of them can save you.
That's right. Neither one at all. Amen. But now Jesus said, when you fast, we're supposed to not let people know about it. Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, but now on page 4, some more of their writings, he said there are many good reasons that we fast, including obeying God. And quite naturally, my first question always is, which God?
Which God?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's like you say, it's an individual thing to us. Mm-hmm. Learning self-discipline. Mm-hmm. Fasting teaches us self-discipline. Absolutely. Okay, mm-hmm. now I can agree with that to a certain extent, too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Becoming spiritually stronger. I can buy that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just the right spirit, though. I mean, appreciating God's gift to us.
I don't understand that one.
Well, I guess the gift of restraint, being able to restrain and being able to control your emotions, your appetites, because they get into some raunchy appetites that they be targeting in fasting.
Yeah, but even with that, Pastor, how does fasting show mm-hmm. you're appreciating God's gifts?
I don't understand.
No, that don't compute.
That don't line up.
No, that don't compute. But also they say the other benefit is sharing the sufferings of the poor and developing sympathy for the poor. So you experiencing by fasting, you experiencing what a poor person would experience each and every day, you know, from time to time.
That's
so
what it's saying.
We don't want to spiritually, we couldn't understand what they're going through unless we physically have to do it, demonstrate themselves, ourselves.
I don't get that.
Maybe appreciating God's gifts to us means I appreciate the food that I would have. It's God's gift.
Well, after 30 days, I'm going to be very appreciative. Well, it's just half a day, though, isn't it?
It's from dawn
to right.
Yeah, right.
I can't agree with that because I sure believe I can appreciate that chicken thigh a little more if I'm chewing on it than I could just by thinking about who can't chew on it. You know what I'm saying?
But Jesus, that fast was it half a day and 30?
No, it was 40 days.
40 days.
All 40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights.
Why is that fast similar to Jesus' fast?
It's not. Huh? It's not.
How is me refraining from poke for 12 hours and then jumping down in and then the next 12 and then start the next day refraining? How is this a fast period?
Pastor, as a matter of fact, I think in a lot of sense, because, you know, even in Christendom, mm-hmm. they have a lot of Christians observe Lent. All the way up, Easter. That's a form of fasting. And they develop these things. Because I know people personally who vow not to eat after certain times or whatnot.
Is this
not promoting gluttony? You going to eat all you can hold before 7 o'clock? Because I know I can't eat no more than 7 in the morning.
Pack it over. that's a bad system.
Stir it up.
Does it not? I mean,
everybody going to drink a gallon of water here.
That's what it says at the bottom. It says that during Ramadan, many Muslims will try to eat a large meal called a suhoor.
Oh, yeah.
Just before dawn.
So what's the purpose?
What are you depriving yourself of?
Just before dawn.
It's from dawn the fast is from dawn to...
We're ruled out spiritual benefits because they don't deal with the spiritual aspects of it, right? Right.
Yeah.
But what kind of physical benefits? I mean, you eating glutton like a hog for 12 hours, and 12 hours you're refraining, but then you kick it right back off the next day.
The only thing I'm missing out on is that late bowl of cereal at night.
It's when I'm asleep anyway. I ain't eating because I'm sleeping.
That's
anyway.
I'm that missing meal. Out on. Do that make any sense?
That don't make no sense at all.
If it's going to be a fad, why not a complete? If you're going to use Jesus as a model.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good, Pastor. That's good.
Well, why are you cherry picking his the way he...
We done put Jesus in this, so you hold up, Pastor. You going too far. Now, let me ask you brothers this. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all thought about this.
What's that,
though? Now, when you dig to the root of this thing and go all the way back, pagan Babylon, and all this, you know this is truly moon god worship, right?
Yeah, we know it's the moon
Why
god.
Don't they start fasting until the moon come out?
That's right. They started at that time.
Right. That's when they fast.
When the moon
goes up,
subsides, you can eat, you can do all you want to.
So the moon plays a major role.
I'm just saying, it's just something to think about.
That's a good coincidence, yeah.
Mm. Well, maybe the moon is their Holy Spirit then. That's their guidance.
The moon is their God.
Remember what you think about that?
That's pretty heavy.
I didn't notice that till you said it.
Okay, let's see. Realizing the value of charity by fasting and generosity.
Wait a minute, look at that one, Pastor.
Which one is that? Okay. Giving thanks for the Holy Quran. which was first revealed in the month of Ramadan.
Oh, so he was hungry. Hey, Jesus, he was hungry
how you following Jesus, and then you following the oh man, I'm so confused. Y'all help me with this here, man. I'm getting confused now. Hmm?
It's confusing, I tell you. They done picked and plucked and did all. See, because they knew the true word of God would give it some validity if it sounds similar.
Okay.
We can run it kind of parallel, but not so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We can get some validity from believers. Right. Yeah.
We talk about the movie. But look at the act of fasting, he says, one of the Oman says here, redirects the heart away from worldly activities toward the remembrance of God. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me.
He gave us.
The supper, the Lord's Supper. Maybe that's what they copying this. Well, no, I don't know. Okay, but let's do what else to say. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar
calendar.
So when is it?
Lunar.
It began with the sighting of the new moon.
When is it? In August, September or something?
It just passed a while back. Look it up there. Let's see exactly when. But it began with the sighting of the new moon, after which all physical, mature, and healthy Muslims are obliged to fast for a complete month. After that new moon, y'all.
Okay.
Fasting is done as an act of worship and obedience to Allah. Everybody got to do it now. But that's Allah, and that Allah's supposed to be the same God that we serve.
It ain't happened yet.
I know it's coming up. Ramadan?
May 5th. Yeah,
right. Ramadan's coming up.
Tony, are you Muslim? Are you Muslim? May 5th. May 5th to June 4th.
He left his card at home. Okay, between Don said, Muslims abstain from all food, drinking, any kind of sexual act or contact.
Whoa.
Now that's just 12 hours.
That's what they got to do with Eden?
But they got, I guess they saying you
the like flesh,
the flesh. You buffeting your body, like Paul. I guess they done picked the cherry pick some scriptures out there and since sex is a strong physical urge, one of the strongest besides food itself.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess they but look what else it says, you know.
Read on.
Muslims abstain from all food, drinking, any kind of sexual contact. In addition to this physical component, the spiritual aspect of the fast include an added emphasis on restraining from gossip.
That's spiritual.
Lies, obscenity, in general, any sinful act.
What, shouldn't you always refrain from those things?
No, just on Ramadan time.
Yeah, that's what it says.
It makes sense, though, guys. Think about it. How can you have to set a time aside to do this, because other times you getting spoils of war and booty and robbing and pillaging and everything.
Right. Yeah. So that's right. So certain time you got to call time out.
Time out on the gossip and the lying.
Halftime. Well, halftime. And then, we can just
go back to.
Look here. You know, like last week we looked at charity, mm-hmm. where you can give and you can help the poor. But then when that period is over, or whatever is set aside to help the poor, then you can slaughter and kill them and take back what you gave them.
After you don't help them.
But it's open season. So they got certain times. It's like a hunting license, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's good. That's a good way to look at it.
That's a good way to look at it.
You got seasons where you can hunt, and certain seasons where the animals are allowed to,
safe.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can put that in the same vernacular when you would say the Muslim got certain seasons that they love people and they help people and they empathize and sympathize with people. But then when the flag go down.
How about when they go along with people and make friends with people outside of the Muslim faith? All of it ties in.
It does.
And then it's okay for them to lie to you.
Absolutely. Yep. Yes, sir.
The Quran says it's okay for them to lie in order to accomplish the cause of Allah. In our Bible, tell a liar, the Lord says a liar will not even tarry in his sight.
That's right.
He hates a liar. The Bible says he hates a false witness.
A false witness. That's an abomination. It's one of the thou shalt not bear.
Yeah.
False witness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the commandments. That's right.
Milt, if you're going to get that cup of sugar from your mother and neighbor, you better go on and do it.
While you're in season.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm going to get it. Ain't.
He's fitting sympathy right now.
You go wherever you want to. Yeah. When they get in this upper house, buddy, you might be in some trouble.
Because when that moon go down, when that moon changes, man. You know, it's all. Oh, it ends with the moon. I think I see it. Let's look on that. During Ramadan, mosques are full of worshipers, and the act of charity increases. Tithe of brotherhood strengthened, anger and tempers are controlled, and atmosphere of peace will prevail. Mm-hmm. According to psychologists, these are several of the beneficial aspects of conscientious fasting. So you got a peace kind of like he said, your temper, your anger, because them boys got some temper.
But don't it sound like outside of this, then the norm would be to be angry and to have a hot temper.
Well, you see why they have to practice this, don't you?
And to hold them boys back every now and then.
Yeah, they turn on each other.
Tony said it right, though. If that's the only time that we experience an atmosphere of peace, then the norm must be rage, violence,
war.
Yeah.
Right, the norm. Yeah. Right. The norm. So that's why everybody need to participate, and mandatory that everybody participate to take a break, you know, because, brother might turn on me, you know. I mean, he's like a bad dog.
Hold up, Pastor. It may be everybody has to participate because everybody is to participate in the other phases of Islam, too.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You know. So this may be just speaking to one person, one people group.
Okay, one
see,
group.
We have, as the world, divided them into moderate and radical. That's why we're dealing with what the holy book, what they follow.
But all of them go abide by the Ramadan,
that's right.
Every Muslim, whether they Sunni or whether they're Shiites or the two other groups, small groups, you know.
Okay. If you think about it, they didn't have war during Ramadan.
No, they just war.
They sure did.
All right, fighting stopped.
Yeah.
But the day they break the fast.
On the 6th.
Yeah,
June 6th. It was peace.
Yeah, it was peace.
They didn't do nothing. Ain't
they,
that
they
so?
Lay the guns down.
Well, that's very, I commend these brethren for that behavior, though, because my enemy knows that during this time, he better get a head start. Mm-hmm. You know, he can start running.
Yeah, he can get on.
30 days to run.
Yeah.
I've been 30 days, I'm wide open.
Don't you think the enemy invite this too, Pastor? If I could just make it to Ramadan.
All right.
That's
something, though.
Well, in that sense, Allah is a poor general, you know. Okay, but look at old page 6 now.
Oh, boy.
Okay, determine what is called Psalm. They call it Psalm. Okay. It's means to fast, which is where the month of Ramadan comes from. Fasting during Ramadan entails discipline, abstaining from many things such as food, drink, including water. Now, these are not 40 days, though, now. I mean, not 30 complete days, right?
No.
One hour, you understand that? They do not fast for 30 complete days. It's just half a day.
From sunset to dawn.
Okay, so
to sunup.
Medication, too. You can't take your medicine?
Man.
It's a medication,
though. That
what it say?
Wow.
Read that next one now, Pat.
Medication and the acts of evil. Any acts of evil.
What's that?
You refrain from any acts of evil.
Any acts of evil.
Why does it have to be Ramadan?
Well, you see what they do outside of Ramadan.
Right.
You,
okay,
TV broke. You come over to the house. I'm going to show you. All over the world.
So after dinner during Ramadan, you just got to go to bed. Just go to sleep.
Well, they must.
That's the best thing to do.
They must have copied. They said they improved upon our Bible. And but our Bible tells us, be holy. The Lord said, be holy, I'm holy.
That's right.
Do you mean all the time or sometime?
All the time. That should have been, that could have went without saying.
As long as he's holy, we're supposed to be
okay,
holy.
Okay. Refrain from any act of evil. Sexual activity. They always come to bring that. Backbiting.
That's gossiping.
Harming oneself or others. No suicide during that time or hurting others. No smoking.
They smoke?
I don't know.
I ain't never seen no smoking buzzers.
If they rules of fasting,
they must do.
The wacky backy, probably. Okay, no smoking, intoxication. And so you got to stop drinking.
Oh,
drinking.
Impure thoughts.
See, look at how you reframe that possible? Yeah, give me that one, brother.
Come on. Y'all deal with that. That's real fast.
Can somebody help me with that?
That's really fast.
Well, how do I go about doing that?
Yeah.
Can you turn your brain off?
If they got that on lock, then.
The Holy Spirit is more powerful than Ramadan. And I know I've been born again of the Spirit of God.
But you had a few snaps.
And I'm having a problem with that. I'm still having a problem with those impure thoughts. You know, so, refrain from impure thought and so forth. The key objective of a fast is to instill purity of the mind, body, and soul.
So once again, fasting, a physical work, does this.
Okay.
Not the spiritual.
Not a new heart.
Yes, right.
I'll give you a rebirth. New heart. Not a rebirth. They don't even deal with the rebirth.
Oh, no.
Jesus said, except the man be born again, he cannot even enter.
Do that surprise you, Pastor, when they don't believe in the resurrection? They don't believe that Christ truly died?
What does it profit anything when on June 6th you could start doing it again?
Doing all this stuff.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
If it's from May 5th to June 5th, on June 6th, party time.
Well, you need some protection on June 6th. Break your empty. Your enemy might have found a new rock to hide behind. You need all our protection. Yeah, protection and all this.
Go ahead, man. What'd you say?
I'm like you, man. I'm confused.
I'm confused too. I'm really confused. I'm trying to understand. I really am. I'm trying to understand and see some kind of continuity. In the leading of whoever led them to bring the Quran in the Hadith. But I just can't find the tale. I gotta be honest with you.
Before I really started this study on Islam, I really looked at them like, man, they got it together.
Yeah, they pray, organized, man, they're religious. But you know what? You know what? I really did. But you know, it's always easy to organize a body around a lie rather than around truth.
Yeah, you can't get people to organize around truth.
But back to the narrow road, Jesus talked about the wide and the narrow road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The wide road represents the lie.
Yeah.
And a lot of people on that.
A lot of people.
Huh? Yeah. Truth is that narrow path.
Yeah. Well, a lonely warrior.
A lonely warrior's on that narrow.
Well, think about it, guys. Truth is the only thing that requires you live holy.
Good way of saying that.
You live holy. And that the only thing to help you with that is a changed heart. It's that new birth.
He says, and we're getting away on time here. As the Islamic year is based on lunar calendar, it rotates by...
You skipped the paragraph.
The fast began just before sunrise and ended at sunset. Okay, we understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the length of the fast depends on which season it falls in. The morning meals, which is be consumed before sunrise, is called Sahar. And the evening meal, which is to be consumed in sunset, is called Ishtar. The fast is traditionally opened and closed with dates, which carries numerous health benefits. So there are health benefits.
That's what they say.
So they're saying next year may not be in May.
No, it may not be.
Gotcha.
That's what they said.
Y'all remember when our ex-president was in the White House, he held the Iftar dinner
at the White House. He did.
With the Muslim Brotherhood.
So that means...
To break the fast of Ramadan.
Yes, sir. He, in the White House.
Canceled National Day of Prayer, but held the Iftar dinner. In the White House.
And just like everybody else, I didn't know what they was talking about.
So in other words, he was a Christian Muslim.
Wait a minute.
In other words, and this is a matter of opinion and in mind, so I can have it, y'all.
He was a Muslim.
You can take Christian off.
off the table completely. Off the table.
Yeah.
All right. Look at it on page 7 now. Islam teaches that God, which is Allah in Arabic, he says, sent many prophets since the beginning of the human race, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon him. Ain't no peace on the rest of them, but on him. His Islam shares core values such as belief in God.
Which is Allah,
as well as a commitment to justice. And they will not even say that word. Justice and virtue with Christianity and Judaism.
Oh, boy.
Similarly, fasting is one form or another, in one form or another, is common to all three Abrahamic faiths. All three,
Abrahamic faiths.
Islam, Christianity, Jews.
Only one Abrahamic faith.
I'm trying to see what he's talking about. Name one Abrahamic faith,
which is Christianity. Right.
Christianity, right. But he didn't put Judaism, Jews, and Muslims.
And Islam. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you how they tie
that.
What was his name? The first son,
Ishmael. Mm-hmm.
That's how they tie that in.
Okay. Islam, fasting is one of the major acts of worship and means the attaining of God consciousness. Now, we attain God consciousness by observing the Lord's Supper in remembrance. Do this in remembrance of me, is what he said. But the fasting, in Islam is fasting, y'all, in order to, let's go over to page 8 quickly there. However, fasting is not mandatory on those for whom it would constitute a difficulty. For instance, people that are sick, traveling, they can postpone that fast until their illness and journey, but they still got to do
it. You got to fast now.
Yeah. So it is mandatory. You're just making it up. Look at what they said. However, fasting is not mandatory, but when you become well or when you're not traveling, make it up.
It's not mandatory while you sick. But if you ever get better.
That's what they mean. During this time, if you're sick or traveling, then it's not mandatory.
But you're going to make it up.
Look at the elderly, the weak, the mentally ill, and those who have chronic illness that prevent them from fasting are all exempt during Ramadan. They may feed a needy person for every missed day.
Now it's making sense. Okay.
So you can substitute.
But it's mandatory. See the contradiction back. Pastor talking about? It's mandatory. It's you're obligated, but yet for other people you can just pay it
do
off.
Do something else.
Yeah.
So in other words, I can lie and say I'm sick. And I can feed the other person
during your sick day.
And eat with them, bro.
You got to wait down until we break the fast before you lie. This Ramadan. You can't do you no lying. You can't do you no lying during Ramadan.
You can't lie because it's Ramadan.
That sounds like a true Muslim to me.
Oh, you're a Muslim, man.
Yeah, I think he is. Fasting is observed as an act of obedience to God, one for which he has reserved special blessings. A fasting person is rewarded manifold for his good deeds. In addition, according to the Prophet Muhammad, whosoever fast and pray during Ramadan with pure intention will have their past sins forgiven.
How can you judge his intent?
How do you judge the intentions?
The thoughts of it's a marriage system.
So fasting forgives sins.
Not the blood of Jesus. Pure intention will have their past sins forgiven.
And Allah is a respecter of persons because he gives special blessings to those who fast.
There you go.
Boy, that's a flexible God, ain't he?
Flexible.
He is flexible, isn't he, huh? The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. There is no forgiveness of sin.
But hey, there's the catch. Pure intention. See, Milt's fast wouldn't account it because he already planned on lying about. So pure intentions, that's the
mark
catch.
Mark you off, brother.
Yeah.
You marked off the list now. Your fast
and pray.
Where did y'all get the first of that though? According to the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, whoever fast and prays during Ramadan with pure intentions will have their past sins forgiven.
Amen.
That forgives sin. Not eating.
Ain't that something? Huh?
Yeah.
Brother, I know. I understand how the prophet and some of the followers cherry picked certain items from our Bible. It's obvious that they did.
Yeah.
But as far as plagiarism is concerned, they done a poor job, my brother. They didn't get. There's no continuity in how they cherry pick different scriptures because they way off here, you know. Way off. Look at page 9 there. They name dropping these athletes here, man. They got some Muslim athletes too, ain't they?
Oh, some celebrities.
Muslim athletes keep up with practice and play games, doing faster. Akeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, basketball player.
Great player.
Retired professional basketball player was widely recognized for not only playing basketball during Ramadan, but also playing well. Ramadan helped him.
Allah blessed him during Ramadan.
Okay. In February 95, he was named NBA Player of the Month. Incidentally, Ramadan that year began February 1st.
Mm. Why should he get so much accolades for not eating a midnight snack?
That's he still all played it ball. Is. That's right. It wasn't a, it that's wasn't a all complete. It is.
Do you know how many times I did eat by 6 o'clock, man? As much as I eat, do you know how much I did eat by 6 o'clock?
No, we can imagine.
That's so you straight for the night anyway.
Yeah, that's a snack.
You good.
That's what you fast in a snack.
Kevin, you're not. I mean, you're not supposed to be logical here. Now.
He don't understand, Pastor.
Well, you
man, look. 5 o'clock. Uh-oh. I'm at Golden Corral.
5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock.
No, 5 o'clock that evening before sundown.
Oh, your meal.
I'm done.
Okay, right.
Go to bed. You good till the next morning.
You ain't gonna wake up nowhere. You too full.
Go to bed. You good.
So this don't make no
sense.
That's
Ramadan.
I'm trying to understand that. That's right. That's within the within the rules of Ramadan. Yeah. Huh.
Go to the buffet.
But now,
make sure you leave
by sundown.
Is that going to coincide with the moon, the lunar moon?
And my sins are forgiven, too.
Oh, wait a minute, Pastor. What now?
I don't know what
my sins forgiven, too, man.
I don't know what
you
I'm
got
talking about.
Special blessing.
He got special blessing.
Look at that. Elijah One has been the inspiration for many other players who managed to perform on the field or the court with gusto, even when they last had any water or food hours ago.
Okay, hours ago. Hours ago. Not days ago.
Hours ago.
When you get to your 37th day and you still scoring 40 points a night.
Mm-hmm. You know that you water know. Thing is going
to be. One of the ways, page 10, one of the ways Muslims become nearer to the Quran during Ramadan is through extended congregational prayers, often in the late evening after breaking of the fast. Over the course of the month, the entire Quran is commonly recited in these night prayers. The whole Quran. That's a lot of reciting.
That's a lot, buddy.
So this is an opportunity for Muslims to become spiritually. They got to use the word spiritual. Become spiritually connected to God and reflect on his words of guidance spiritually. But now, like I say, what about the rest of them days? Oh, well, that's what gives
you. After reciting the whole Quran, you probably so high. That's a dizzying.
On page 11, the last 10 days of Ramadan, some retreat to the mosque, the last 10 days now, to perform what they call here seclusion, that is, get in the secluded area at the local mosque, a period of intense reflection and devotion, seeking guidance and forgiveness, reading the Quran. Ramadan is a great opportunity to get closer to the blessed guidance of the Quran, which was revealed in this same month. Ramadan is also called the month of the Quran.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Muslims believe that their last 10 nights of Ramadan are the holiest of all.
The last 10 nights.
A special time. And strive to increase their worship during that time. Even more, the most sacred night of all. They call it the night of power.
Wow.
Night of power. Last 10 days is the night of power. Night you don't want to miss that night of power now.
No, you don't.
Falls on one of the odd-numbered nights in the last third of Ramadan.
Oh, man.
God mentioned in the Quran that the night of power is better than 1,000 months. Mm. That's in Surah 93, y'all.
That's one.
That one night.
No wonder I don't know about it.
A special night.
One night.
That's like the pool of Bethesda, where the angel come down at a certain time, and if you jump in the pool, you heal.
Yeah. Mm.
So now they got a certain night out of that 30.
Yeah.
Night of power.
Don't miss that night. Don't miss. You got to be there. You got to be present. Is that right?
Yeah.
A special night. Look on down. Even as the days, what you see.
It's that. As a result. Talking about that night now.
Okay,
as a result, Muslims seek this special night by staying awake in the worship during the odd numbered nights from the 10 days of Ramadan.
That sounds
staying awake. And it's so obligatory and mandatory. Man. You got an issue with even staying awake during the worship.
Good Lord, I tell you. That's works religion. That's back to work.
That's work.
You got to stay awake. On the odd number nights of the last 10 days. That's starting to sound like a math problem. I ain't going.
I'm telling you. All you can see is E over pi squared.
As today's routine of working home continue, Muslims make extra time for spiritual nourishment and self-introspection. Commitments ranging from recitation and study the Quran to increase charity. Is that what it's saying? Increase charity. Charity, nightly attendance, and additional prayers are commonly made to reap the rewards of the fasting month. As the month draws to a close, a sense of sadness overcome the worshipers, witful at the departure of the blessed month, which seems to have flown by. Yeah, come to the wide open after that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. It's time to go back
in. No more peace.
So
they sad.
Huh? It's time to make some bombs now.
Keep your powder dry. You can put your vest back on now.
They sad. It's over with.
But we practice charity all the time.
They do a lot of memorizing.
That's when I was looking at when Pastor was reading that last thing. It was what talking about commitments ranging from the recitation. That's remembering and studying of the Quran. So it's a lot of, it's a lot of memorizing and reciting.
Yeah. But I do believe their God is the moon god, based on what they believe. It said the end of Ramadan is marked by the sighting of the new moon, which is followed by a day of celebration known as whatever. Amen. But they keep bringing in the new moon. Mm-hmm. And we know that symbol is the crescent moon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so right. The moon, that moon plays a major role.
In their religion, yeah.
In their religion.
With the fast.
But they're the moon god, ain't it?
Yes, it is. The fast, Allah. Allah, the fast going on when the moon is out.
They say that's Allah is Jehovah God.
No, it can't be. God. He ain't got no son.
The werewolf.
Okay,
God. Jehovah God, he got a son named Jesus, right?
Milton, what do you think about that? You think that's
I'm saying the werewolf God.
Yeah, well. Before Muhammad was even born, they were worshiping at the black rock,
the cobblestone,
black stone,
and they were worshiping the moon god.
That's
there.
Right, the cobblestone.
Huh? That's right.
That's right.
So the moon god has never disappeared from that worship.
No, he was just chosen from a myriad of gods,
as the major god,
as the god, of Islam.
Right, and then they come over and want to incorporate our god into that whole mix there. And brother, that's not a fit. That don't fit.
Our God fits with no other, though, pal.
That's right. That's right.
He said that.
Yeah.
That's right. This celebration is not merely about feasting and socializing. There's a deep significance for those who truly observe the holy month of their fasting, abstaining from all bad habits, striving hard to earn the pleasure of God.
Striving hard to earn. That's it all right now.
Jesus earned the pleasure of God for us.
This is my beloved son
and him. I'm well pleased. Mm-hmm. So if we believe and have faith in Christ, then we already have the favor of God.
That's right.
But
they
talk about a different God, ain't they?
Hey, absolutely. Pastor, the Bible says this is my beloved son. Hear him.
Hear him.
Hear him till Muhammad come.
No. Hear him.
Hear him, period.
Okay.
Period.
And that's very plain, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah.
Amen.
Ain't you no plainer than that.
Amen. Muslims feel a sense of happiness and a renewed energy to face the rest of the year with faith and until the next Ramadan. So they wait on the next Ramadan?
Next Ramadan.
Yeah. They look forward to the Ramadan.
Get their sins forgiven.
Oh, boy. Get some power in their lives.
About all the other days?
Look at 13. Yeah. Look at 13. I think that might be
the last one. Yeah.
Okay. It was in the month of Ramadan that the Quran was revealed as guidance for
mankind.
It's guidance for mankind. Ain't that something?
Man.
Oh, mankind. Look on over quickly. Let's see. Oh, man. It's so much on this hill and here.
Oh,
let me see. Can I cherry pick something else that we might not have covered? Okay. We know that Surah 285 and 185, 87 is where they pick their, where it's meant. Look at page 16. Fasting ended nightly with a traditional helping of dates and buttermilk. I'm lactose intolerant. I can't eat that drink that buttermilk.
Well, if you ain't, them dates and buttermilk finna show work you the next Ramadan.
You mean to tell me that put me out of the group?
That did it, Pastor. You can't drink
dates
the buttermilk.
And buttermilk?
You can't drink the buttermilk.
That's the way you end the fast, with dates and buttermilk.
Dates and buttermilk.
Man, how did we end our fast by prayer? Oh, I don't know. Oh, man, I tell you what.
That was nightly, too, Pastor. That's the end of the fast nightly.
The end of the nightly. Man, dates and buttermilk.
Dates, buttermilk, and a diaper. That's what they did.
Actually, if I was doing it, I didn't need a diaper.
just going to tell you.
No if and but about that. Kevin, let's get ready, my brother. Praise God. We're coming to the end. This has been an enlightening session.
Yes, though, it has. Fast.
I've learned a lot. But I also stand firmly upon my belief that the God, Allah, is not the God of our Bible,
oh,
brothers.
No, I see that more and more.
No.
Amen. Go ahead, Kevin. Let's give us some summation here, please.
I see that more and more, that the God of Islam is not the God of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And this fasting is not the fasting of the Bible.
That's right.
And it just makes me just have more empathy for our Muslim friends and Islam faith.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a works
yeah.
religion.
A works religion.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Tony?
Well, people, once again, we've discovered a little bit more about this Islamic
yes.
faith.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And one of the pillars, which is the fourth pillar of Islam, is fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got nothing else, you should have got how ritualistic and how
mm-hmm.
just it's so monotonous. It's year yeah. after year the yeah. same thing,
yeah.
and right. you're it's an attempt to please a God that you can't please by no merit of your own.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, so I our only righteousness is found in Jesus Christ. So,
praise God.
I mean, the Jesus Christ of the Bible, Son of Jehovah God.
Amen.
That's the mm-hmm. only one that works, people. Anything else, you're spitting in the wind.
Amen. Now, Bill, what do you say?
Man, I can see why so many mm-hmm. folks are confused.
Okay,
man.
Sure.
Because if I wasn't saved, you know, and reading all of this stuff and listening to all this stuff, I see how so many of our brothers in prison get caught up in being Muslims.
That's right. That's right. They get a lot of both their converts in prison.
I mean, because they're lost and they don't know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's
you
right.
know, hopefully a lot of our listeners, you know, can dig a little deeper and Amen. Understand a bit more about these five pillars.
And we invite right. you to search the scriptures and look at, get online and read for yourself and see how there's no connection between the Muslim religion, the Quran, mm-hmm. and the Word of God, to our Holy Bible.
Amen.
There are no connection, brother.
No connection.
This is an effort to sabotage our Word and the Word of God. And but we are standing firm. The truth is the Word of God, not the
Amen.
Word of Allah.
Amen.
It's not the Quran. It is the Holy Bible. And we just pray in God, pray that you'll accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And don't let this movement that's taking our country by storm, don't let it confuse you.
Yes.
You stay with God. You stay
Amen.
In the Word of God. Amen? That's our only hope today. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Father.
Lord.
We bless you for this
mm-hmm.
time, Lord. And we pray for clarity and understanding for those, Lord, who have been maybe even confused about the Muslim religion or haven't even looked into it, Lord. I pray you touch them, Lord, that they might accept Christ and stand firmly, but at the same time be able to minister to these people because,
Lord,
they have souls, and you love all souls.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
And help
Touch
us to reach
Father.
Them, we pray in Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.